Hey there, sister friend. Welcome to the Angelica Duncan Show. I'm your host, Angelica Duncan, wife, mother of five, Jesus girl, chai connoisseur, and lover of all things chocolate. This is the place where real women who want to experience real life with the real God can let their hair down, kick off their heels, and expose their hearts about the truths and triumphs of what it's like to intentionally walk in their kingdom purpose and grow their ministry platforms as kingdom influencers who glorify the Lord, spread the gospel, and point people to Christ. Sister friend, this is the safe haven you've been craving, so you can be encouraged and empowered to live boldly in God's unique design for you. I'm all about equipping you to go deeper into the Word so you can go deeper into ministry. You're going to get my best ministry building tips, a full understanding of what the Bible has to say about truly living as a kingdom woman, and everything you'll need to daily dance with the King. And of course, I'm always committed to sharing my heart with you, giving you an extra healthy dose of witty inspiration, and shooting straight from the hip. Grab a cup of chai, get comfortable. You're going to enjoy every minute of today's episode. I'm so delighted and honored to have you here with me today. This review is from Deborah. I always enjoy your podcast. It's like we are having a cup of java together in the same space, and you were talking about everything that I had questions about, didn't think about, or just about what I need to know. God has so blessed you, Angelica, and you are using your wit and wisdom to be a blessing to women such as myself. Dance with the King, Deborah. Deborah, thank you so much for your review. Thank you so much for your words of affirmation. They certainly just built me up right there. I really appreciate that. And I love the fact that you said that it feels like we are having a cup of java together, because that's truly what I aim for, to feel like we are sitting across from one another at a local coffee house. I've got my chai, you've got your java, and we are just talking and having, like, you know, a good girlfriend, sister friend chat. So this lets me know I'm doing my job. So thank you. Thank you for being a loyal listener. And I just want to bless you. I decree and declare blessings over your life, Deborah, that you will rise up and be the kingdom woman God has called you to be, that you will know when you're Noah with instinctive accuracy, where you are to be, that you will flow in the fullness of everything that God has put inside of your DNA, and that you will live out your call in purposefully, that you will live a purpose-filled life. Thank you so much for being a loyal listener and a loyal member of our community. Dance with the King. Hey, 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 sister friends. Welcome to another episode of the Angelica Duncan Show. I have a wonderful guest with us. Her name is Dr. AJ Austin, and she is actually one of the sister friends inside of our Kingdom Influencers Inner Circle, and she is going to be one of the guest trainers, guest speakers at our annual planning retreat that's happening in January. You can actually go to angelicaduncan.com/retreat and sign up. Get your tickets right now. So let me introduce Dr. AJ to you. So Dr. AJ went from homelessness, divorce, and the death of her mother all in the same day. And now she shares how all of this led to her becoming an award-winning professional speaker, 16-time author and bestseller, a master life coach certification trainer for Black women of faith. And that's important, y'all, because there's a lot of life coaches out here that ain't doing it under the faith. She's generated over six figures in sales while partnering as a lead master life coach trainer with an established life coach certification brand in Atlanta, Georgia. And now she's doubling her impact and income with her own life certification training brand. Now she's trained, y'all, almost 170 Black women who were certified life coaches worldwide, okay? She's the CEO of the International Center for Life Coach Training, LLC, and you can actually find her at futureblacklifecoaches.com. So everybody, let's welcome AJ to the show. Well, Dr. AJ, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
So The story of my mom passing the same day that my divorce became final is now the story I stand on to build my online ministry, training and certifying Black women of faith to become certified life coaches. And so I really love what I do. I get to do what I love. I get to show up on platforms like this and just spread the gospel in a creative way. And I love that we can call this thing ministry. You know, so I'm happy to share more and get more into detail with you. I'm so excited that our paths aligned not long ago, and just seeing another Black woman of faith do her thing online. I just love learning from you. So thank you for being an example of what's possible as well. And thank you for sharing your platform with me today.
Absolutely. And I do want to say, I love the way that you took the death of your mother, which is very tragic, and the death of a marriage all happening on the same day, and allowing God to use that as a platform.
Yeah.
There, I mean, I'm sure there was moments that you were stuck there.
Yeah.
Not staying there, and really, as they say, looking at the glass as being half full versus half empty. That's just really powerful. And I'm sure that's speaking to some woman out there who's in the middle of some, what I like to say, caca. Do know that, guess what? Beautiful flowers grow out of caca. It takes the caca to grow the flowers, y'all. Takes fertilizer. All right. So tell us, who do you serve exactly, and why are you passionate about? Like, what just brings you so much joy about the people that you serve?
So in 2013, I became a certified life coach here in Atlanta during a 2-day intensive. And I remember leaving the class and my trainer said, AJ, you're going to do great things. And he stayed true to that word. He watched my journey. 3 years after that day, he invited me on his team to come train and certify 110 coaches here in Atlanta. They flew in all from over the world, and I was able to train them in person. And the end of 2019, I remember hiring a Zoom coach because I hadn't heard of one, but he pay for the training because I was on his team. So we tried to bring his training online. It did not take off as fast as we would have liked. And so as a result, we let the partnership mutually dissolve and because registration slowed. But lo and behold, I start to get messages of people saying, well, we've watched you online all these years when you go live for just a short moment during your live Atlanta trainings, and we never got a chance to come join you. How can we get certified? And I'm like, God, where am I going to send these people? There's no more company. There's no more partnership. And you know how we fight with Jesus. And I'm like, I ain't doing no training, you know, but he won. And I'm so glad he did, because that Zoom training that I had just taken came in handy. As you know, this little thing called the quarantine, thanks to COVID-19, brought me and 65 ladies together live on Zoom and in our home study course. And they're now Black women, Christian certified life coaches. Thanks to that argument discussion that God won almost 2 years ago. So it's super exciting.
Yes. Wow. That is wonderful. So tell us a little bit about, how did you get started? Like, I know you were saying that you basically went to a seminar, or a 2-day master life coaching training. What led you there? Like, what made you decide, you know what, I think I'm going to pick up life coaching?
Get chills talking about it. I started out at Clark Atlanta University here in Atlanta, Georgia, as a psychology major.
You tried.
All right now.
Yes.
I said I started. I didn't say I finished.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. That does not matter.
I was an honors student, full ride scholarship, $100,000 to be in the honors program at Clark Atlanta University. So I failed calculus twice. And my mom was like, find a new major, because I was a bio major, pre-med major. I thought I was going to be another form of a doctor, medical doctor. And I'm like, I don't want to be in the lab. And so I transitioned into psychology. I took my psych 101 class twice because I'm like, if I'm going to do this, I want to do this, you know, and I'm glad I stuck with it. And so throughout my journey, I transitioned over to Mercer University, and I did graduate in 2016. It took me 15 years, y'all, but I did it and got that bachelor's in training and development, and was able to use all of that journey of starting in psychology, of starting in the honors program, of mentoring other honors students, of being a TA or a teacher's assistant, all that customer service, money management, you know, perseverance, all those soft skills came in handy, time management. And I was able to combine that and bring it on board when I did come train with my trainer. And as I mentioned, I did that for 3 years. And then I spent some time just really seeking God. And I'm like, okay, I know it's something there. I want to scratch that itch. Mm-hmm. I would wake up daily and say, God, I know there's more than this. And I don't know how I was introduced to coaching other than a journey going through the divorce where I did meet a lady, black lady here in Atlanta, who was a life coach. She gave me sample life coaching sessions, but it was so long before I became a coach that was in the back of my mind. So some kind of way, my path realigned with coaching. I was talking to a business colleague one morning, asked her what she was doing with her day. She said, oh, I'm going to get certified as a life coach. And I was like, I want to do that. You know, so she didn't know that I had been looking for trainings as well. I thought I was going to have to fly out to California and stay for a couple days. And lo and behold, God brought one locally. She paid for me to go to that training. I paid her back. I have to throw that part back in the story like I paid my debt. But she took care of the hotel stay for 2 days. She would not let me pay her back. She just wanted to sow a seed. So her faith joined with my faith, or as you put it, as we locked arms and walked this thing together, she took the class and then I took the class, and then the coach offered for me to come train, and then bringing the training online. That's what introduced me to life coaching. And I like to say that life coaching eventually saved my life. It put me on a path to restructuring what I thought I was going to have to do, which was the 4 years in psychology, 4 years in the clinic, 4 years chasing other people's demons. I was like, God, this ain't what I want, you know? So I'm thankful that he introduced coaching, and I met other coaches along the way who encouraged me to put that same story that I tell in a book. And I did it. I sold about $13,000 worth of that story in that book.
Congratulations.
And I was offered to speak and come train and inspire others. And then people, again, started asking me about my journey into coaching. And that's how I am now a master life coach certification trainer for Black women of faith. And so it's so much more to that story. I know we don't have time to tell it all, but those are the highlights.
That's wonderful. I think it's fascinating just listening to people's journeys and seeing kind of where they start, where they end up. And like I tell my kids, I used to also teach high school, and I would tell the students, I'm like, look, I know you think you're going down one path, but life will have you in all kinds of different directions. You're not a failure if you don't start off with college right now, if you start off and take a different journey or whatever. Wherever you're supposed to be, you're going to get there as long as you keep going. And it's not going to look like what you're thinking at 18 versus when you get 28 and then 38. You know, I haven't hit 48, so I can't say. But, you know, it's we metamorphosize in life to become what I believe to be more of what's in alignment with the things that are inside of our DNA. And, you know, at 18, we see life completely differently because we don't have any experience. I mean, for most of us, you know, I hate to say it, we're just young and dumb. We don't even have fully developed frontal lobes. So, you know, and not to saying we don't know that we're anointed. We can't know that we're called or any of that. But, you know, our journeys take us so many different places. And so for any of the ladies listening, if the journey you started out with doesn't quite seem to be going the way that you think it is, keep going. You're going to end up in a place way better than you ever imagined. Like, literally, just give it time. Some things, I was literally, as I was getting ready for this interview, I was like, there's a place that my family and I are at right now. And I'm thinking, we've been in this situation too long. Why is this taking forever, God? Like, this is taking too long. And then literally, as I said that, the answer came as to why it had to take this long. And I was like, oh, like something that should have been a 2-year journey is now turning into a 7-year journey.
Wow.
And I'm sitting here like, I feel like the Israelites going around the mountain. But there's always a reason, ladies, why your journey may take longer. All right. So let's talk a little bit about, or actually a lot about, because this is what we're really here to hear about is, as you guys know, Dr. AJ is going to be speaking at our annual planning retreat that's happening in January. You can go to angelicaduncan.com/retreat and you can learn all about it. Grab your ticket. If tickets aren't available yet, it's because you're listening to this early and we haven't released them. So get yourself on the wait list. That way you'll know when we release tickets. But Dr. AJ is going to be one of our speakers. As I mentioned before, she is also one of our sister friends inside of the Inner Circle. How long have you been with us? I can't remember.
Let's see, about 8 months.
So you joined what, like in March?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So AJ joined with us in March. So, well, March 2021, depending upon when you're listening to this. So tell us, what is the name of your session and tell us what it's all about?
So, of course, the theme of the retreat, getting back on track, right? Speaking of stories, being our, what is it? One day is like 1,000 years to God. when we finally realized why we had to take the journey that we had to take, that's exactly what happened to me. So when people hear my story, they're like, how did you make it? How did you survive? I would have never imagined that it would land me here, to being the leading online trainer for Black women of faith that's led and hosted by a master Black woman life coach, Christian certification trainer with her own company, own brand, own stamp of approval, 16-time author, bestseller, doctorate in Christian psychology, and now using that story to share and spread the gospel across the globe using technology. We have the home study features and the courses and all of this journey, plus working with coaches, being inspired with other people's journey, has brought me to making nearly $80,000 in my first 22 months here online. So I'm going to share step by step the 10-step process of what I did, how I documented the journey, that timeline. We're going to follow it together to show you how I've been able to do it. Because if there's someone who's like us, like, God, number one, why me? And he's like, why not you? And number two, we like, how long? And he like, how long you got? You know, some people may be looking like, I don't have 2 years. I don't have 4 years. I don't have 7 years. Well, the time is going to pass anyway.
Exactly.
So why not make the best use of your time and then get paid off of that journey?
Yes.
So we're going to dive into how I've been able to use my path and the waiting room and getting back on track to bring in that 80K, things that are unheard of in this industry. Most people who get certified never do anything with their certification, or they stay below what's considered the poverty line, which is about $25,000 over the course of their career. And they give up and they go get a job.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful to say that my coaching company pays my bills. My bills are paid. And so I bring that model to other Black women of faith to say, let's make this money, sis, because it's about building a legacy. Yes. And impacting future generations to come.
I want to speak, I want to lean in a little bit more about the whole, like, this whole idea of, well, I don't want it to take 2 years, or I don't want it to take 7 years. The reality of it is that time's going to pass anyway, so you might as well do something with it. Like, you might as well. My husband was going back to school to get a degree. Okay. We were married at the time. We didn't even have any children. Well, we had my bonus son. So we got married. My husband got primary physical custody of his son. So I was like an instant mom. And then he decided, you know, I'm going to go back to school and get my degree. I was like, why not? Well, what should have taken 4 years, I think took 8 or 9. But you know what? That time was going to pass anyways.
It was going to pass anyway.
So you might as well, at the end of that time, ladies, have something to show for it. At least have a journey, have done something with your life besides staying in the same spot, besides right. staying stuck, besides staying unfulfilled, besides, you know, downplaying your anointing, downplaying your calling, living in the shadows someplace, staying in the corner. Step up and walk into that thing God's called you to do.
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Why is your session so important to the women in our community as we're looking to get back on track?
Because so many people think that where they are and what they've been through or what they're currently going through is like boring. That's what I thought. Nobody wants to hear about my mom dying the same day my divorce became final. Nobody wants to hear about me dealing with homelessness, dropping out of school. But here we are sharing that story through coaching, labeling it as ministry as well, marrying coaching and Christianity is my favorite way of saying that. But then using it as a path to hold true to scripture or hold scripture true to your life. This is a man that doesn't work, doesn't eat. Well, you're working. You're working the plan. You're working your story. You're working the vision. You're working the mission. You're making it happen. And you can see the results in your bank account. Like to be able to literally take a screenshot of 80K in less than 22 months without a blueprint, trusting God, taking a leap of faith, just jumping, realizing that while some people consider the life coaching space saturated, there's nobody telling this same story with this same passion, with the same covering and anointing and calling that I have on my life. The same thing is for the women who will be in my session. I'm going to teach you how I did it. You pick and choose what you need. As people say, you know, Dr. AJ, you always lead us to the door. You crack it open and you point, you know, kind of, you know, zhuzh us over that way. But I can't make you, you know, walk through it. However, there is a step-by-step path that I am laying out happily. People charge tens of thousands of dollars for what I'm going to be sharing absolutely free, at least on my end. I don't know.
Well, they will be. They'll have to purchase a ticket, but it's not going to be tens of thousands of dollars, y'all. Exactly. This is going to be, look, this is your Christmas money. The Christmas money that grandma slipped you or auntie slipped you, you know, while she was taking her sip on whatever. This is that money that you're going to use to invest to come, invest in yourself to show up at this annual planning retreat.
Absolutely. And I could charge tens of thousands of dollars to share it. I could be like people and say, oh, I'll give you tip one instead of the rest of the nine and you pay me tens of thousands for the rest. No, I am walking you through this step by step of what I did. I'm showing you what's possible so that at least you can have a mental vision board of what it is you say you want God to do in your life. And I'm also sharing a resource that I only share with people who do pay to come train with me. And it's called the coaching company checkup chart. So for those of you who are coaches already and you got certified and but that certificate is collecting digital dust or literal dust on your office wall, it's time to blow the dust off, rewrite the vision, and get into action. And for those who are considering becoming certified life coaches, whether it's with me or another training, it's to help you paint the vision, write the vision, and make it plain so that when you look up and it's time for you to retire yourself or, you know, take that next step in your journey to coaching, you'll know how much you want to make, how many hours you want to work, how many clients you want to serve, how you're going to do it, and ultimately how you can use your story, stand on it, and profit off of that past.
But you know what? The whole Bible is full of stories.
That.
I mean, and I don't really like calling them Bible stories, but there are stories. These are people's narratives. This is the narrative of our faith. And all of, and when you really study the Bible, the way all of these stories, these narratives, these experiences are like linked together to get us all the way to from Genesis, like I say, from Genesis to the map, it's all linked together. And your story belongs in this. And yes, y'all, if you haven't heard me say it before, it is okay to earn a living while preaching and teaching the gospel, while sharing your story. There is nothing illegal about it. There's nothing wrong about it. There's nothing. The scriptures that people try to bring up about it, they don't even know what they're talking about. And if you want actually more in depth, that's actually what we go into inside of the inner circle. But y'all have to show it to AJ's session, because here's what I believe. I believe many of you guys are going to have breakthrough moments in the richness of your own story and how you can use that, yes, to monetize, but to save another woman's life.
Absolutely.
Or to save another father's life, or to save another young girl's life or a family's life, and to literally be a catalyst that's used to catapult people into the next phase of their lives. I believe we all have stories, and the way that those stories maybe need to be packaged. Maybe for you, it's writing a book. Maybe for you, it's doing a Bible study. Maybe for you, it's life coaching. Who knows? But we all have a story. And I really believe that Dr. AJ is going to help you unpackage that, like reveal that. And then show you how you can kind of package that up in a couple of different ways.
Yes. And it is what I call the legacy layout plan, because that's exactly what the Bible is. Yep. They wrote it so that we can read it and run with it. And now, you know, I help coaches to do the same thing, to write out the story. It doesn't have to be a tragic story of death and divorce and downsizing and dropping out like mine. However, there are some things that you've been through that someone's currently going through. As we've already talked about, you know, we have to first understand why we had to go that route. And then we look at how God allowed us to make it out. And then we map out that journey in a timeline. And then we help others walk through that. So when you start helping and preaching and teaching and putting in products like a book and digital courses, there's that model, that legacy layout plan, that vision that you've written that, like, and Hulika just said, you know, the next generation is going to pick up and run with it. And now they're able to help impact other generations. So it's a pay it forward type thing that starts with you just saying, yes, Lord, I'll go. Send me. I'm ready. So show up with your workbook, your pens, your drinks, ready to learn and ready to engage, because we're going to have a good time.
So let me ask you this. What's your deepest hope for our annual planning retreat attendees when they walk away from your session? What do you want their biggest aha to be? What transformation would you like to see? What would even be maybe the DM or email that you receive that's like, yes, I did my job? Tell me about that.
So based on the results that my clients who have trained in the same type of session with me tell me that they got, they send me their testimonials. They do send me Facebook messengers. They send me text messages. They send me emails. Some of them have my phone number, so they call. And they're like, number one, you were talking to me. And number two, thank you for providing that sacred, safe space of support. Because so many of us don't have that one person that will just sit and pour into us and listen to us and ask us about ourselves, our visions, our dreams, our goals, what we want without interjecting their own hopes or what won't work or what they tried that failed. We mostly do not have that in our own household. So I pride myself on being that sister friend, as you call us, that can hold that sacred space for those babies that have not yet been birthed. You know, and speaking to that fear that's been holding you back by showing you how I move forward anyway. So I'm just there to be an example and a template. You can move me out of it, place yourself in it. And like I said, have a mental vision board of what's possible for you to ask God for, to set your goals higher and dream bigger. So I just want you to know that there is support. And that's what I'm hoping you walk away with, saying, you know what, I need more. Tell me how I can get more. So it's just to whet the appetite of what's possible and making sure that those relationships are being built, dreams are being heard and picked back up. And you might have to dream again, and that's okay. But at least revisit the plan that God gave you. Because one thing you don't want to do is walk away from this session and see someone else go do what you know God has called you to do. Yes. Now you got a problem because Tyler Perry done made a movie about your life story that you never told, you know?
Yes. Oh, that's so good. All right. Let me ask you this question. This is a bit of a personal question. So looking at your future self, like imagine yourself a year from now, year to date from right now. Okay. And where you really want to be. What's an area of your life that you literally need to get back on track so you can show up fully in 2022?
Coming into this space of training, I had no idea what to expect. So I'm hoping to get back on track with hearing God's heart for the vision that he has for my company. People ask about your 5-year plans, your 10-year plans. Like I said, when I launched this company was 2020, top of 2020. You think in 2015, our 5-year plan was to be shut up in our homes, couldn't go outside or talk to our love, you know? Yeah. So I'm like, let's just make it 30, 60, 90 days down the road. So I'm hoping to get back on track with those smaller goals, asking God, am I on track? Because the Bible says a good man steps to order by the Lord. So Lord, is this the step you ordered? Is this the fast you've called and told me to take? Am I doing what you're telling me to do versus what I see everybody else doing? Let me make sure I'm not comparing myself or shiny object syndrome.
Yeah.
You know, and trying to copy and paste what I see other people doing. Lord, is this the path that you would have me on? So I see myself fasting and praying and hearing God even deeper for myself versus a plan that I've written out or a plan that someone else has imposed on me for what they could see for the vision that God gave me. So I just see us growing in ways that I don't know what God is doing. And I think if he showed us, it would scare us and blow our minds. And then we're like, you know, 2 more years or in what was it, Jacob and Leah, 7 more years. I got to work 7 more, you know?
Yes.
So I don't, some of it I don't want to know yet, but I'm willing to take those baby steps and get back on track, stay on track and revisit that plan, but making sure I'm going within, speaking to the God in me, listening for the Holy Spirit and being obedient. Yeah. It's hard to obey sometimes when we want to be in control. So that's how we get back on track. You know, I want to stay on track this time, you know?
Especially as A-type high-achieving women. It's like we got our own plan. Like, we wake up, we ready. Like,
we ready.
Who gonna check me?
Okay, literally. Like, we're our own boss.
You know?
Answer and so, to no one.
Yeah, I can definitely resonate with the what I like to call the Enoch, to walk with God. You know, and there's actually a dance called the waltz, which is a walk. And it really allows us to dance with the king. If we want to dance with the king, we've got to slow down and take the time to actually walk with God, you know, in everyday, like you say, everyday little steps. That is really good. Really, really, really good. Okay. Let me ask you this. Is there like one resource that you would recommend to kind of give them a jump start on some of the things that you're talking about?
Absolutely. So FutureBlackLifeCoaches.com is where I show up online once a week via Facebook Live. I also sometimes bring my crew behind the scenes for podcast interviews like this to see how I am practicing what I preach. I am a trainer who is doing what I'm teaching, and I can only do it and teach it because I've done it and I've taught it. It's not in a textbook. It's not theory. This is practical advice. I'm also working out the bugs and telling you which roads not to go down. So if you want to see this model in action that does lead to money and that is called ministry in the marketplace, then futureblacklifecoaches.com is a great place to start. I have books available and resources available and things that I share in the group that you may not find online. So you want to come join us in the FutureBlackLifeCoaches.com Facebook group. That's a free resource as of now. And as I think of new resources, I share them in the group with coaches who need it.
That is awesome. Okay. Any final words you'd like to offer?
I always close my interviews and my Facebook lives with, there is someone somewhere and they are waiting on you to walk in your destiny so they can walk into theirs. Because it's when you let your own light shine, like Marianne Williamson says, you give others permission to do the same. And I like to add that when you impact just one life, even if that one life is yours, you're impacting generations. So if you're ready to impact generations, it's time to take that dance with the king. Join us in the retreat. Find us at futureblacklifecoaches.com. Join the inner circle. Get your business prayed over. Come to the war room. That's what got me on board, y'all. And come join the kingdom of sister friends that's making it happen online with our A++ type personalities.
But and it's a whole lot of us.
Okay.
And I want to tell y'all, yes, you can be in a space with a whole lot of high achieving women and thrive, and nobody's intimidated by your big dreams. Nobody's intimidated by your anointing. No one's telling you, oh, be quiet because you're too big. You're shining too bright. We're all shining. And we're like, if your lights aren't on, we're going to come over and shine our light on you till you start shining. Like it's literally that kind of a community. We don't do the, it's probably the reverse of what you've ever seen. And to be in a space with a lot of strong women who are just as humble as they are powerful. And I don't mean humble like they're like, you know, quiet as mouse. Like just they stand in who they are.
Yeah.
They know how to make space for other people when it's like, it's just, it's a really beautiful community, ladies. And you're going to get to experience that during our annual planning retreat that's happening in January. It'll be January 15th through the 20th, I believe. You can go to angelicaduncan.com/retreat. Get your ticket. If tickets aren't available yet because we just haven't opened our doors, then get yourselves on the wait list. Okay, before we close out, I have what's called rapid fire questions for you. It's kind of like a this or that. It's our lightning round. We're going to go really fast. I'm going to ask you like this thing or that thing, and then you're going to tell me which is your preference. Okay?
Okay.
You ready? All right. Ready. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Early bird or night owl?
Early bird.
Chocolate or hard candy?
Chocolate.
Netflix or Disney Plus?
Netflix.
Bravo or Lifetime?
Lifetime.
Beach or mountains?
Beach.
Mani or pedi?
Pedi.
Lipstick or lip gloss?
Lip gloss.
Esther or Ruth?
Ooh, Ruth.
Old Testament or New Testament?
New.
Okay. And who do you think I should interview next? Is there someone that you're like, you got to have them on the podcast?
You know, I want to give a shout out to Sister Friend. There's several of them, but I'm going to start with Kim Marie.
Oh, yes.
She's on many of our calls. I hear you call her name so much. But one thing that she did, and I'm not going to cry on camera, but this goes to what you said. We are a circle of influencers and kingdom influencers, and we're not competing. We're not catty. We're not comparing ourselves. But I simply reached out to Kim Marie. We connected. She heard that I had an event coming up for aspiring life coaches. She wasn't able to be there, but she said, send me the registration link. I want to pour into another life. And she sowed a seed so that a coach could show up for an event that I was hosting. No strings attached, really no questions asked, all because we connected and we poured into each other's vision. So I would love to see you pour into her on your yes. platform like this, hear her vision, and just keep paying it forward. But she is who comes to mind.
Yes, yes. And y'all, I love that. I've actually did a couple of coaching sessions with Kim Marie, and she is just, y'all, she's like, all the ladies in the inner circle are phenomenal, but just whenever I get a chance to get one-on-one with the ladies and really see what it is that God's called them to do and like their passion behind it. Yes, she is awesome. So I'm definitely going to reach out to her. Kim Marie, I hope you're listening to this. Girl, you just got a shout out.
Me too. And I didn't know if I was supposed to share all that, but I did it. It's too late now. Hey, girl.
But that's why we have community to sow seed and see what's going to happen is Kim Marie is going to, that seed that she's sown, it's going to multiply.
Absolutely.
It's going to multiply. She's going to walk into a space where maybe she didn't have the funds to be there. And somebody's going to be like, don't even worry about it. You show up because you need to be here.
Yes.
So it's, I just love it. I love it. I love the sisterhood we're creating over there. All right, ladies.
Thank you for making that space. And even the small things, like you're teaching us even beyond the lessons of the classroom portal and our calls. It's the little in-between things, like the whole Starbucks gift card. I love that, where you just put this big old Starbucks, you know, code, like, y'all go treat yourself to coffee. And I'm like, wow, what a way to just sow into your community. So you, my dear, are setting such a great example of what's possible for women who have a heart to serve and who are being obedient to God. Thank you for showing up and just thank you for being here. I appreciate you.
Thank you. That really means a lot to me because it's just been, y'all, we have been building this thing for a long time. And to hear women say things like that, I'm like, yes, we're making an impact. You, what happens is, and you know, as you're building your company, you kind of get lost in the woods of the building.
Oh, yeah.
And the bulldozing down the forest to build what you're building that you don't really sometimes get to actually stop and look and see. And so that was so great to me. So great to
me.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. So look, ladies, make sure you grab your ticket for our annual planning retreat. It's going down January 15th through 20th. We want to see you there. I want to see you inside of AJ's session. We want you to join us when we do our war room at the end. And we're going to have co-laboring sessions where you're not just going to, here's the deal. I am not big on you just learning something. I want you to put it into practice. You need to execute. Faith without works is dead. You know, it's fine to be a hearer of God's word, but he wants you to be a doer. So we're going to come together so you can start implementing this stuff so you can get your plans together for 2022. So you can get out the gate doing whatever it is that God's called you to do and feel confident in that. So go to angelicaduncan.com/retreat. Grab your ticket or hop on the wait list. Thanks so much, ladies. And remember this, ladies, there's only one way to build a spirit-filled ministry and to live a spirit-filled life. And that's to dance with the King, Christ Jesus. We'll talk soon. Bye. Are you looking around wondering where the year has gone and not a single goal achieved to show for it? Did you start off the year like American Pharoah in the Kentucky Derby?
only to fizzle out long before you reach the finish line? Or perhaps you knocked out some goals and were hashtag winning, and then something crept up inside of you that has you looking like a deer in headlights right now? If so, then you need to grab my free Kingdom Woman's Year in Review guidebook. In it, you will get instant access to my personal and proprietary method to prepping for your best year ever. I'll walk you through dissecting the past year, celebrating your wins, and discovering not only what you need to do for next year, but what's been holding you back from having the kind of year in life you know God's shown you. Spoiler alert, this Kingdom Woman's Year in Review guidebook will not only make you reflect, introspect, and process, but it may even trigger your heart to see the hidden greatness inside of you. Look, I know what it's like to have dreams and goals bigger than you have the capacity to even make happen right now. I also know what it's like to arrive at the end of the year falling short of those same dreams and goals, feeling defeated because you didn't make the kind of traction you hoped for. Even if you're at the end of the year with what seems like absolutely nothing to show for it, my free Kingdom Woman's Year in Review guidebook is the perfect thing to get you started on next year's goals. And I made it just with you in mind, my A-type, quick start, high achieving lady. Grab your copy of this free guidebook now by heading over to angelicaduncan.com/year in review. Again, that's angelicaduncan.com/year in review. Hey there, sister friend. Thank you so much for tuning in to my podcast and hanging out with me today. It's such a delight and honor to have you here with me. I tell everyone I meet I have the best online community, and I really do mean that. Week after week, you show up and show out for us, sister, and that truly makes my heart leap for joy. If you had a hashtag mind blown moment or were like, ooh, girl, that was good, and you shared today's episode with a friend or family member, I am forever grateful. Thank you so, 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 so much. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Hey, look, be sure to subscribe to the Angelica Duncan Show on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and any and everywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. Either way, by subscribing, you'll be in the know as soon as a new episode is released, and I wouldn't want you to miss a thing. Also, I would love it if you would leave me a review. It would mean the world to me if you simply shared your heart about what the Angelica Duncan Show means to you and how it has impacted your life. And here's why. Another woman in the same position as you will read your review and decide if the Angelica Duncan Show is just what she needs or has been desperately searching for right now in this very season of her life. Your review could be a huge part of what may very well be a life-altering decision for her and her family. Yep, God could use you as a catalyst to totally change the trajectory of another woman's life. And that's something I know you, as a kingdom-minded, purpose-focused woman, takes pretty doggone seriously. Well, thank you again so much for being here. And until next time, ciao and dance with the king.